Sometimes when I come down the scale, in other words, reverse, starting at 6 below and coming back down, rather than stop on 2 draw, I'll stop on 3 below because that's the same note. And what that does, that allows me to get rid of some air. Okay, 6 below. That last note was a 3 below. And what that does, that allows me to go from the 5 draw, 4 draw, 4 draw bend to blow 4, blow 3, and get rid of all the air. So if I want to start again and come back up the scale on draw 2, I can draw. Generally, the closer that you can breathe to naturally breathing, the better off your harmonica playing will be. In other words, you just breathe in, out normally. If you can play your harmonica in that manner, you'll never run out of air and your playing will be real comfortable. Now, this scale will work on every harmonica. Okay, all major harmonicas are the same. They may be in different keys, but they will play the same. Now, if you want to change keys, you can look on the other side of that chart. Right now, our guitar player will be playing an E. We have an A harmonica. If he were playing guitar in the key of G and you want to play cross harp, you'd need a C harmonica. So you just keep this little chart with you. And if they say, okay, boys, we're going to play blues in A, then you know what you need. You need a D harmonica.